This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
And yes, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Kristen and Will. And we have a double guest book show. And I want to welcome everybody. I have the urge to say good morning, everybody, because I'm broadcasting here from Poland. But I guess it's good evening to you people in the States. So wherever you are in the world, welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Excellent, V.
I'm doing great, V. How are you?
Doing great, and glad to have your setup fixed up here so we can do the show. So I'm not even quite sure what the subject is for the show, but this show is whatever the guests want to discuss sort of thing. We take on all topics. So I think we should just dive right into it. So I believe we have Francesca Amato and Rob Hutch.
Well,
I did want to ask you.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Somebody was actually asking a question, but it would be Robert Slavin and Francesca Amato. And I don't know if there's another Robert on, I guess.
Oh, so, okay. We have a different Robert. So let's hold Robert back for the... Okay. Put Robert number two through. Okay, and see, again, we're having a little bit of difficulty with the Calendarly. It's double booking us now for some reason. So, my apologies, people. I do know that Francesca scheduled first, so we'll go with her. How are you doing, Francesca?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
It
sounds like you had a bunch of people signing in tonight, I guess. I wasn't too familiar with the program.
Oh, people are racing to get on the show, and I'm glad for that.
Well, and so personally want to say hello to Francesca, because I had sent Francesca an invite, and she responded immediately to the invite to the show. So, Francesca, thank you very much for responding. I do appreciate it very much.
Oh, and thank you so much for asking me. And the ironic thing was I was put in Facebook jail and I just got out that day. So it was a good thing. And I wouldn't have been able to respond to you otherwise.
I do appreciate it. That's why we share the show. And, you responded right away. So I thank you.
Well, and I believe the topic here is for the children event and Punished for Protecting. Tell us about that.
So I think Robert's trying to call in. He just got the number, and that's actually he's the founder of that event, and I am Punished for Protecting Incorporated. I'm a national advocate. I work with other advocates across the country. We are really working very hard to take down the family court, CPS, foster care, forced adoption industry. As an advocate, I've witnessed throughout the years, because I court watch inside these courts, I've watched judge after judge make the most horrendous decisions that endanger children, harm families, and basically, logarithmically, are destroying the inside of our country for years, and it's gone unchecked. So the For the Children event is Robert's. I'm not sure if he's on or not, but he did it last year, and he'll be doing it again this year, and I'm in full support of that. Just basically exposing what's happening within the borders of our country, where children are severed from good families, biological families. False allegations pretty much run the industry. We do call it a child trafficking industry, and as you can see, there's been a lot of arrests lately where people are finally being caught for trafficking children, having sex with children. Sadly, the reason that they make these horrific decisions in the courts is because they're actually the gateway door to the child trafficking industry. So every child has a price tag. No matter if it's a disabled child, there's certain funding for that. If it's a highly marketable child that would be sold into adoption, there's funding for that, all kinds of funding for that. Separating children, if a child is being abused by one parent, taking out the protective parent and placing the child with the abusive parent, there's a lot of funding for that. That's basically what we do. We expose all of this. I do a TV broadcast called Punish for Protecting. It airs in about 6 different TV stations from California to New York. I became a best-selling author twice. It's called Punish for Protecting, The Injustice System of Family Court, where I actually reveal my own story. Due to exposing this, I actually had a judge retaliate against me in Ulster County, New York, and harmed my child for almost 8 months. Which I do have him back, but I'm not an isolated case, and there are parents all over this country that are suffering tremendously by the decisions of judges and just all the violations of God-given rights that we see happening every day. So,
okay, well, I've got a question here. So you've got your kid back. Most people, it's the struggle dealing with the courts. And when you finally get your kid back, most people want to take the kid and run, just be quiet. But you're still out there fighting this, even though you got your kid back. Are you not afraid of retaliation from the courts?
Well, I mean, the reason that my child was taken from my care was because I reported this one particular judge in Ulster County, and I do tell their names, I show their faces, I have no fear. He actually placed my son with his father and took him from me, and literally took him from me and placed him in danger. So my son was in the middle of drug deals with the father, you name it. And I went after this judge so harshly that my child was given right back to me, right from the judge, not the appellate court or anywhere else. And I will continue to fiercely go after this judge and all the others. So there's no way this child will be removed from my care ever again after the way I kind of beat them up. He took the child because I reported 70 cases of child abuse to the Committee on Judicial Conduct in Albany, New York. As an advocate fighting for so many families and seeing what I was seeing, and that was his form of retaliation. I have now exposed him by name in my book, by TV broadcast, and that's what I do. I mean, I don't care who the judges are. I go right into the courtrooms all over this country. They're actually not even courts. That's the most crazy thing. We try to figure out why these judges would make these crazy decisions in the first place. There has to be a reason for it. Normal people don't make these types of decisions that endanger children. And a lot of financial incentives, and that's more important to them, obviously, than the life and safety of kids. But we found out that this is actually a for-profit private business. And I don't know if you're familiar with David Jose, but he is an outstanding advocate, Frontlines, Arizona. He's gotten us involved with Trump trafficking head chair. So this system is about to come down. It's being exposed like never before. We're working diligently at this point, and there's not going to be a judge left standing by the time we're done wiping them out. So I can't, it's not something that I can do. It's not something that I'm going to say I'm going to cower and just, you know, not do this, because every single day around the clock I'm dealing with abused children all over this country and families. And if we don't fight for this now, our kids are not going to have a future in this country. They're just not. And too many people are still sleeping. So it's not something I can, that's not a choice or an option for me, you know, to stop, so. Or to be afraid.
Okay, well, I, you know, I guess it's a small world in this activism thing. I would definitely would like to say be careful with David Jose. He is mired in with some property issues and words that I don't want to use right now. I would like to say that we're all on the same team, but some people like to pose to get into things to fraud other people, and I just want to say be careful with him.
I know him personally, but if you would like to do a sworn affidavit of truth about him, you could feel free and do that under penalty of perjury. I know him personally, and he's not doing anything fraudulent in any way, shape, or form. He's a very godly man. His family is very godly family, and he steps out of his way for millions of people across this country. So I can assure you, whatever you think, if you heard it from somebody else, be careful yourself, because he's, I would never associate myself with somebody who was doing anything fraudulently.
Well, I mean, I'm an investigative journalist, and I have people who have done so and put their sworn statements through. But anyhow, that's not why you're here. I want to see if, I mean, this is something that we have been talking about for the past couple of days. Will, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Don't be afraid to jump in here, guys. I would actually like to take the back seat to this one
of the things that I do have to say about this, from my own personal experience right now, happening with my own grandchildren, I want to thank you for what you do in the courts with family and children, because I right now in my own situation am completely appalled at what my own child is getting away with in the court system, dealing with my own situation with my grandchildren. And I can't thank people like you enough that do this kind of work and do watch the system, because I absolutely cannot believe what my own child has gotten away with and what she continues to get away with my own grandchildren. It is absolutely appalling. So I do thank you very much for what you do.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope that they're not, you know, in an unsafe situation. But I'm actually teaching a lecture at the college on Tuesday evening, and that's in New York, so I'm sure, I don't know where you live, regarding the rights of biological family, grandparents, and so on. You know, when there isn't a safe home where they might be, I'm a very strong advocate for children remaining in biological bloodline families. And I see what the courts do. It's disgusting. The only reason
I've had my rights taken from me for nearly 4 years, and finally have been reunited with my grandchildren. But now I've lost access again because of my child, who is currently a drug addict on the streets, and the baby's daddy had attempted to get an emergency order from the courts to get custody back of these children. And this was months ago and still hasn't heard back from the court. And it's an absolutely, utterly ridiculous situation. And she is still calling the shots here. I have never, ever seen a day of trouble with authorities in my life. Would never have done this to her brother, and I'm being denied Seeing my grandchildren is just utterly ridiculous.
What state are you in?
I'm in Colorado.
If you want to, you can get a hold of me through the website or on Facebook, and I can talk to you further about it and see what I can do to help you.
Well, I do appreciate that.
Well, it's my understanding, Francesca, that you at some point were running for office, the governor or something in New York?
Yeah, so what happened back last year, I tried to run. I did the ballot. I got the signatures that I needed, and then Robert was doing the event, and I was told by the different representatives that I would not be able to do that because it would be as if they were sponsoring me. So I had to choose to speak before them or speak before them in Washington, D.C., or forfeit running on the ballot. So I decided to try to get this done faster, you know, for the sake of families and children, because that was really the only reason I was running. It wasn't my dream to run for governor, that's for sure. And I was running to put a stop to what's happening. And unfortunately, we got stuck with Cuomo again. And I live in New York. It blows my mind because I don't think anybody voted for him. I mean, I talk to people all over this country, and I don't find too many people that like him here. So God only knows how he finagles his way in. And he's done so much damage this third term already. But I forfeited that, so I only ran as a write-in. And, you know, you're not going to win as a write-in. But I did pretty good. And who knows? We may get lucky. If he keeps doing the crazy things he's doing, we're going to end up getting rid of him anyway. So we'll see what happens. You just never know. But my main goal is to simply save these children and save these families in this country. Like I said, we're not going to have a country left if we don't. So I think Robert is on, actually. He just sent me a message. He's the head of the For the Children event.
Okay. Will, did you have anything that you wanted to add real quick?
Well, yeah, the last two nights we've just been talking about DCYF, which is a local child protective services here in Rhode Island. We mentioned yesterday how the head had stepped down. She's only been here for 2 years, and there's a child that had died under her custody or DCYF's custody overall. There were children getting pimped out and trafficked under DCYF care. Not only did not one person go to jail, nobody even got fired, and she's saying now her family's a priority, so she's going to Arizona, but apparently her family wasn't a priority before. And then I came across this other older article today from The Guardian, Children's Homes Were a Supply Line for Pedophiles, says ex-minister. And I was talking about how Rhode Island was really small but still connected to the elite. To touch to Francesca's point, talking about how she cannot believe that Cuomo got elected. Here in Rhode Island, we have an extremely unpopular governor. She actually got booed at a graduation. That's an event that people don't, not supposed to boo anybody at. She's extremely unpopular. She got more votes this time than last time. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She's a member of the Aspen Institute. She's a Rhodes Scholar, went to Yale, went to Harvard, did Juris under Kimball Wood. She's connected to all these people. And it's just shocking. There's got to be voter fraud, how she got elected. And then I'll just mention this last thing. The Sun Valley Conference, also put on by this this bank here, is basically, some people have called it like the Bilderberg of the tech. And Raimundo, this is article from the Boston Globe, Raimundo, who's the governor here in Rhode Island, to mingle with super elites in Idaho this week. And it goes on to talk about how she's going to meet with Jeff Bezos, Apple's Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg, and Disney's Bob Iger. And it's funny because I've confronted her four times about the missing children here in Rhode Island alone. There's 800,000 children that go missing every single year, as you all know. And in Rhode Island, we had the DCYF director, who just resigned yesterday, say 20 to 25 go missing every single day. And when she was pressed to say, well, how many don't come back? She said, I don't know.
That is a point that we're going to have to get more into, and also getting our next guest in here to talk about the event. come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Rap Pill Hardcore Asia.
Yes, yes, we are back from break, and I would like to talk more about this event that's coming up. I hope I have Rob on the line here with us. Rob, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you, brother.
All right. And so go ahead and let yourself be known and tell us about the event.
Well, September we'll be running a concert. Right now it's looking like it's going to be on the 8th of September at the Lincoln Memorial. So we'll be running a concert that day, and then basically the next day we'd like to get someone from each state. If we could get someone from each state, so we could all go up in the Russell Building and do some lobbying on the 9th and really talk to our state legislators and our state senators and our congressmen. These courts were created by Congress, so in my mind, the creator is who you have to go to get it smashed, and that's the goal. And then we're going to follow up on a march. I haven't decided whether we want to do that on the 10th or the 11th. I think 11th is a more significant way to do it because 9/11, that's when the American people come together for the first time in a long time, and I think that we need to do that for these children. So And that's really what the event's about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good to me. So you want to try to get as much attention on this as humanly possible. Have you had any success or try to combine with other organizations and seeing what they're doing in this matter?
Yeah, I try to. That's kind of my strength is, we've studied the law. We've studied everything about the law. The real law isn't being used. And basically, right. You got McDonald's out there making company policy, and you can't beat a business if it's their policy. So, right. And that's what we're dealing with. And so I pay attention to everybody and what they're doing. Here in a couple, probably about a month, I'll start reaching out to the organizations that I know. I would invite any organization out there, if they're listening to the radio show, please contact me on Facebook. My name's Robert Slavin. It's easy to find me. I'd be glad to talk. I think it's going to take all of us because there's so many, it's a thousand tentacle octopus out there running America right now, and it all stems right. from the family court judge. So
that's right.
I would have a tendency to think of public service companies such as missing and exploited children organizations such mm-hmm. as that would be very interested in knowing what you were doing and would if you talk to the right places like that, would like to get to know a little bit more about what you're doing and possibly help you spread your word. Those are the kinds of people and individuals I would be going to try to get them to team up with you because they right, see so right. much of what you're doing. The kinds of organizations I would.
So missing and exploited children.
Hey, hang on just a second, please. I do talk to Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I mm-hmm. had them last year, and we were going to do special things with them last year. But you can't really, being on here, it's dangerous for the event, for the people, and for the children. It's really dangerous because you have so many people that will attack it and people that's, in this movement disguising themselves as, friends and real advocates when they're really just working for the organization. So
right.
It's really dangerous to even put this out here, but I got to do it because I want the people to know that we're coming back again. Last year was so much of a success, it was unbelievable, and I think this year, mm-hmm. I think people's mouths are going to drop to the floor once we right. get there. So,
right.
Well, I hope actually. I love to do my best to help people organize these sort of events and get the word out there. I'm sorry, this is our short segment, and we're going to be going into another commercial break here again, but I really want to get more information on this and have it to where people can contact you and we can talk about this thing. Because I'm definitely there with you guys. I have a TV show called Family Case Files TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of work, especially because people don't keep their documentation. And that's my biggest thing that I preach when it comes to doing these courts is keep your documentation because that's what you're going to need to fight all this. So, yes, we're getting more into that when we come back from this commercial break. Have a longer segment.
You
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but it's real.
You are compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, you know what I'm
every
talking
chance
about.
You get, you every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio, and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes, yes, yes. You are, in fact, listening to the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. And I still have Francesca here with us and Robert here with us. And I wanted to go ahead and finish up what I was saying for a break. Anthony Thomas came up with the concept of the Family Case Files TV show, where we have me, the host, and legal advisor, and guests on that of having issues with the family court system. And right there in the episode, we try to give the best legal advice that we can. I try to ask the best questions I can. And I typically do not research the guest for that show too much because I like to have a critical thought process that anyone should be having, and to ask the right questions and to get the proper understanding of what's going on, because you wouldn't believe how many people would not think that something's wrong because they don't have the thought to think something different or to ask questions because they have been indoctrinated and think, well, that's just the way the system works, and that's bull. So I would like to make the executive decision here, because I looking through the emails, and I know, Francesca, you have asked to help and be a part of the show.
I did. I'm sorry, I don't remember. I asked
well,
to be a part.
Yes. Yes. Several emails from you, in fact. So that's where I remember you from. And seeing what you're doing now with this movement, you know, I can see that you are very genuine in wanting to help children. And it seems though you have some experience. This is something that we could possibly go in together with, because this is all for the kids. I mean, I don't...
Mm-hmm.
I personally think that our generation is kind of screwed, but then again, it's kind of okay because we're not going to get the brunt of it. We're not going to get the worst of it. The people that are going to get the worst of it is the children, and they're the ones that are really doomed if we don't do anything about the stuff.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Our next generations are screwed, basically. We don't get rid of this now. No question about it.
It's such a sad thing. I think about it every single day, and it breaks my heart. I feel helpless so much of the time. Mm-hmm. I really do.
You got people out there that that are doing good. We're doing really, really good. So it's hard to see because the problem is so big nationwide that even if we do something that's massively good, you really can't see the results of it because the problem is just so far spread. You know, I mean,
right.
I think the movement at one time was growing at like 500 people a week. And then people, you know, start, you know, you had your infiltrators come in and scare
right.
some people away and scare some groups away and scare some people away. So, you know, it's, for me, I just try to stay level-headed and stay at this because I got one goal and one goal only, like he was saying earlier. You know, our generation's screwed, okay? My case is one, but it's lost two. So you really never win, so... I mean, people will come out, oh, I won today in court. No, you really didn't, because your children's always losing. Your children's always losing, no matter
can
what.
Can I tell you, sir, one thing that so just disheartened me, especially in the situation of my grandchildren? When I called Child Protective Services in Adams County, Colorado, where I reported my child, it was so horrifically unreal to me how, as I was reporting this neglect and abuse to this county worker, I said to her the words, "My child is using crack cocaine. Do you have proof of this?" "Yes, I do. My grandchildren are living in squalor. She is about ready to get evicted from her place. These children are not, they're seeing things that they're not." But here's my point. My point here is,
about it, but I can make you understand. I can't make you feel better about that, but I can make you understand why it's happening. It's not, they make more money off of an addict. You know what I'm saying? They make more money off of an addict.
Well, no.
That's why they'll keep them there.
I understand that, but Right after I said to this worker, my daughter is a crack addict, the conversation should have ended right there, and somebody should have been out to her place making sure that my grandchildren were out of that home ASAP. But no, the conversation just continued. That's my point, sir. That's how far gone we have gone with this system, that I had to go any further.
This is what they're doing, though. When I literally court watched a case last week, the mother is living in a crack house. She dropped her own child, and the grandparents who I was supporting there, I was there with them to advocate for them. She had CPS literally surrounding her to protect her. It was insane, absolutely ludicrous. And that's what they're doing. They're doing it because there's money. There's all different types of funding, and then there's double dipping and triple dipping and quadruple dipping, depending on what the case is. So they're never going to do the right thing. You don't call CPS for help. They're child predator services. Okay, you don't go to a family court. It's all every single part of this is the same beast, and that's what people didn't understand. They thought they were separate entities. It's all the same thing. Family court, CPS, foster care, forced adoption is one thing. It's one thing. And it's a child trafficking industry. That's what it is. That's the bottom line. That is what it is. So first is knowing what your enemy is, number one, so you can fight it. And second of all, and extremely important, you said earlier, missing and exploited children. That is one of the biggest jokes there are out there, because the missing and exploited children are many times children who are being protected by a parent. And then they're being exploited on missing and exploited children so they can be placed in danger somewhere. And the whole system is corrupt. The entire system is corrupt, and it's built that way. So if you can get involved with missing and exploited children, as things are changing now, because the tide is changing now, and there's things that Robert and I aren't going to say on the air, no one's going to know about it, but we are making probably the movement finally just begun, let's put it that way. Okay, the movement hasn't really happened until recently. You can actually call it a movement now. And we have stuff coming up on the horizon that is major, major butt-kicking. And you're just going to start seeing more judges go to jail, more CPS workers go to jail. These people will be exposed every single day. You're going to start seeing more and more. Turn on the news, look on social media. You will continue to see these people go down, and including the trolls on Facebook with them. You'll see them go down. Because they're all being exposed now. There's no
fighting for these stuff. But I have seen judges do this, and Will, backing up here, I have seen judges recuse themselves as soon as they get an earshot danger, and then other judges take over, and then it's just big shell game, just so they can dodge responsibility.
Yeah, and I'll take it one step further, and I'd also like to, put the question out now before I speak, is what are some solutions maybe you guys have for the audience out there that they can potentially do that? Especially, I know a lot of the parents don't have the money to take care of these lawyers. But to your point, it doesn't really make a difference who your judge is. You don't have a jury of your peers. They can come to your house without a warrant and take your kids away. And just one really bad example here in Rhode Island, we have the family courts that already don't have a jury of your peers. To begin with, you got the judge who's politically appointed, and then you have a state senator here who is also a lawyer for family court, and she's also a GAL, a guardian ad litem for the court, a triple conflict of interest, and she's also part of the group that's appointing the judges. It's a quadruple conflict of interest in a court in the first place where there is no jury, there is no law, there are no warrants. So people need to be up in arms and doing something peaceful about this. And I guess I would throw it back to you guys and see, like, what do you guys suggest we should do about this? Because what can the average listener right now do?
So right now I'm crunching as much as I can because we have so much wealth of information. And it's in a short time, you know, here on this program right now. But I highly encourage you to just get in touch with us. I do webinars every single week to educate, empower families, build them up, teach them, train them so they can get in these courts, get rid of their bar members. You don't want a bar member standing next to you speaking for you. You don't want that. You go on behalf of yourself, okay? You're not representing yourself. You're speaking as you are. in these bogus courts. There's no due process, nor is there any jury trials of your peers, because it's not a real court. It's not real. First of all, you have to learn who your enemy is before you can fight them. Okay. Now, we have to just get rid of it and abolish it and bring it down. We don't want to rebuild it. We don't want to play patty cake with it. We don't want to reform it. We just want to get rid of it, because it's a child trafficking industry, criminal enterprise. So we need to rise up as a nation and get rid of it. Second of all, take the classes that I have so people can get trained up. That's for, what'd you say? It's like a four-prong, complete conflict of interest. You cannot be a judge and an attorney. You cannot work both of those offices, first of all. That's illegal. But what they're doing is illegal. I can go anywhere above them, and nobody will tell you they have jurisdiction. They'll say they don't, because I'll try to explain this. They technically don't have jurisdiction because it's a non-existent entity. It doesn't really exist. You see the building, you see the judge, you see all the phony things that go on. It looks real, but it's not. So they technically don't have jurisdiction, but actually they do, and they need to go after it as exactly what it is, a criminal enterprise. That's what it is. So now these are things that some people, if they're hearing it for the first time, they're going to be completely shocked until you take them through the entire process and show them just how wrong this entire system is, and how even if you don't have children, it's destroying you just as much as your neighbor with children. It's affecting everybody in this country. It doesn't matter your social status. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't. It doesn't matter what political party you are. Everyone is being destroyed by this system. Everybody. So it's not a pretty thing to know that your whole entire country has a quote-unquote justice system that's not real. Okay? That should put us in civil war in 5 minutes if people actually knew what was going on, because that is, it's absolutely diabolical. And that's the reason that the public schools are controlling every family, every single family that goes through them. You know, there's nothing that's actually happening. They call it the land of the free, the home of the brave. It's actually a joke. It really is. So.
Wow. Great minds think alike. I agree with everything you just said.
Wow. The last part of that, yes, it is absolutely a joke. No doubt about it. And I would have never said that 5 years ago, but I certainly do say it now. It is a joke all the way around. I couldn't have said that better.
I've always said to other ways we could help do this is the ballots. I talk about it about every election. You don't see these court administrators, these administrative clerks wearing these robes on the ballots.
Yeah.
Why? We don't vote for them. How did they inherit the power to take your property?
That's right.
They are the most powerful people in the courtrooms, the court clerks. People don't understand that one either. Because nothing happens. It doesn't matter what the judge says. If that clerk doesn't sign or stamp that documentation, nothing's happening.
No, and I told people this for years. If you want to know, just go file, go call the child support office or whoever you're dealing with, the agency. And ask them to send the records and see if there's a signature on that from a judge. 9 times out of 10, there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you got a judge that's running circuit court in small counties. That's what I found out, because you got one judge running all the courtrooms in small counties. So he's voted on. Right? But it's still, you're walking into, You're walking into the queen when you walk into these buildings, these castles built in the middle of your capital. Mm-hmm. That's what you're walking into.
And I'm glad you said that. That is something that really infuriates me, because a tactic these people like to use is snatching up your kids on a Friday. And oops, realize there's no signature from a judge. Too late. You got to wait the weekend. the entire weekend, you got to wait till Monday to go in and say something. By then, they're already in the system. They're already ready to be placed somewhere. And they've already built up whatever story they want to use against you, where they're drawing it out of the children, misquoting them or something, and you're screwed.
Right.
And even with their signature, though, really, what good is it if the whole system's a fraud anyway? About the system is a fraud. The fact that there's no such thing as a licensed attorney, and anybody should have the opportunity to co-counsel. If I walk in as an advocate, I should be able to co-counsel with the person I'm in there with. No different than anybody else. Like, we're not all a bunch of morons. We're not all unintelligent. If we don't speak your language, we don't belong there then. If we need a translator, that's one thing. I don't need an attorney. So there's just so many things about it. They don't take in evidence. They take hearsay as truth. So if you are guilty of something, you're fine. You can go take that kid and keep beating him up or bringing him around drugs or whatever. If you are innocent, you're automatically guilty because somebody said so. Everything is insane. It is like walking into an insane asylum. And yet we've allowed it. Look at how many years we've allowed this. You know, if you have to keep asking the question, why would a judge make that decision over and over and over and over again, right, in every state in the country? There's got to be a reason they're making these decisions. They're not just making them because they had a bad day. They're not just making them because they didn't understand what happened in the court, okay, or the fake court. They're making them because there's a price tag on everybody's head. And I'm a firm believer that, listen, if you're fighting for your children and your biological family, no matter who you are, if you're fighting for your children, because people will say, well, this is just for the children. It is just for the children. Without parents, though, where are these children going to go? Who's going to raise them, take care of them, feed them, support them, prepare them for life? You know, turn little boys into husbands and fathers that are, you know, have a healthy future. Turn little girls into mothers and wives. You know what I'm saying? Who's going to do that for them? The kids? No. So, like, it's everybody. This is everybody's problem. Everybody.
Well, that actually guarantees repeat customers, because if you have a dysfunctional child that wasn't raised right, guess what? They're going to have dysfunctional children. That's repeat business. And they're going to make sure they have that, as long as they're making money. And they are making money hand over fist.
So I want to make
sure that our audience can get a hold of you guys. Can you repeat your contact information and the programs that you do?
Sure. I'm Punished for Protecting, so you can look me up as Punished, the number 4, beingaparent.com. And that's probably the best way to get a hold of me, and then I can help you find me on Facebook and all that. There's many social media pages and private pages and our personal pages that I use. And then Robert has the For the Children event. And I don't know how, Robert, you give out. Like, what do you give out for that?
Just message me on Facebook. My messenger's wide open. They don't block anybody. So just message me on Facebook. Look up my name, Robert Slavin. I'm easy to find.
Spell your last name for us, please.
But it's S, as in Sam, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, E as in Elephant, N as in Nancy.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, like, people don't understand when what we got going on at the Lincoln Memorial is very special because, for one, you got an audience no matter what, see? And, I mean, last year there was 42,000 people there that day.
Yeah.
So we got to talk to 42,000 people, and they got to hear some music. We have a concert. It's very beautiful. Joyce Catalano, she runs that productions, and a young man named Mike Hatfield and Billy Olson. And they do a wonderful job, and, you know, so it was wonderful. Last year, to me, was, like, amazing. So I hope a lot of people come out this year and enjoy what we got to enjoy last year. I really do.
And it's a powerful, powerful message, and through music, but then also getting up on the stage and just educating all these people or raising as much awareness as possible. So,
I mean, I'm kind of like an artist too. I like to write music myself, and you know, we have these advocates through music is what I say, because music's a lot of healing. And you start listening to these musicians that are advocates, and putting their heart and soul into these songs. They're coming from all over the country to play at this concert. So it's a good thing, you know. Even people that's not even involved with our movement are coming because they're supporting us so much. So it's a good thing.
Right.
It's a wonderful thing.
And then he even had Annie. How do you say her last name? Rosalini. She came all the way from Australia to perform there. Like, it's amazing. Yeah. It really is amazing.
Okay. Well, we are coming down to the end of the show. Kristen, Will, any last remarks?
Well, once again, I want to thank you for accepting the invitation, and what you're doing is so very important, and I hope that we continue to hear from you and get your information to be, and we can get something started. Thank you again, both of you, for coming on the show.
Get a hold of me on Facebook again so I can find you, because I get like a million messages a minute. So if you just send me something on Facebook, I'll remember to stay in touch with you better and keep talking from this point forward. And I do appreciate you guys having us on.
Thank you
very much. I appreciate it myself.
Very much.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you to all the guests. It was very interesting. Every time I co-host the show, I learn a lot of things I would never have learned. So thank you to V for just putting this all together. And I would also be biased right now and say, just Google the Rhode Island General Assembly. They have a list of the phone numbers and the emails right there. Rhode Island's so small, the small state. If we all email and call, even if you don't live there, obviously, we can ask about these missing kids here. Who knows? Rhode Island's small enough. We might put some fire to their feet and something get done, then we'll move on to the next date. But again, thank you to the guests, and thank you, V. Very, very informative show today. I can't wait to go back and Google a few things.
All right. Yes, absolutely. I want to thank you guys also for coming on to the show. And, hey, don't forget to come to my TV network, TLB TV, and watch the Family Case Files TV show, and we're getting as many advocates on the show as we can to guest co-host with myself, because it's a community show. It's community media. That's why that show was created. Everyone gets a chance to speak, and everyone has a chance to get some legal advice. Everyone gets a chance to look at the system for what it is. And so it's much needed. It really is. And if you can't find it on TLB TV, we also have our own network, Truthtainment TV. So you can also find us on YouTube.
And I've got to give a shout out for my new show. Please catch my new show, Cannabis Cooking with Chrissy D. We have just started. We've put out our first three episodes. So please catch V and I's new show, Cannabis Cooking with Chrissy D.
Okay.
All right.
So, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So please educate yourselves. Catch you next week.
From Amazon. By Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be...
And your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening.